Yo. Remember how rappers, like especially in the 106 and Park days, they used to have those like 60-second rap battles and all that good stuff. Why would the rappers use so much of their time within the 60 seconds saying, yo, check it. Yo, check it. Here we go. Yo. I don't know, the way I just started this, I said yo, it just reminded me of that. Completely random. But let me not get sidetracked within the first 40 seconds of this episode. What's going on, everyone? Friends, family, new friends, old friends, anyone that came across this podcast by accident. Welcome back to Read Up On It. I'm Ramel. It's good to be back. It's fun to be back. It's a nice little side project I have going here. I enjoy it. I hope you guys enjoy it too. I hope you guys all had a good Thanksgiving. It was last Thursday. Thanksgiving to me these days is literally just that one day. I don't prolong it into the weekend. I don't eat obnoxiously after Thanksgiving. Not that it's a bad thing. If you want to indulge in leftovers, by all means, live your life, enjoy your life. I don't do it. I just eat one heavy, gluttonous meal, and then I'm good with it. I like to get right back to my normal day-to-day kind of things. So, first of all, I was hungover as fuck on Thanksgiving. I went out Wednesday night, and it wasn't like one of those hangovers where you get depressed. It was like just a hangover where, shit, I probably should not have had that 13th drink. But you live and you learn. Even at 29, you're still trying to get the fuck together. But yeah, and then I just had some food Thanksgiving night. Didn't go and see my mom. She's in Brooklyn. It's not like she's out of state or anything. But yeah, literally sent an Uber to go pick food up from her in Brooklyn and bring it back to me here on the Upper East Side. Yeah, didn't feel like going on the train, didn't feel like taking a cab myself. I just wanted the food to be delivered. And I just had her really secure the bag. It was stapled shut so I wouldn't know if it was tampered with. It was worth it. It was worth it. Call me a lazy genius. But over the holiday weekend, I was just chilling, like relaxing, didn't really see anyone. I was out of my, prep medication, so I was forced to be celibate, which was refreshing. And I just watched a lot of TV. I read a little bit, I did a little bit of work. I had some fabulous workouts. I worked out every day besides Thanksgiving. As always, I'm always watching tennis. I was watching a bunch of tennis on YouTube. There's always tennis to be watched the year round. I watched a ton of movies. Not a ton, maybe a handful. When the fuck is Power coming back, first and foremost? I wait every Sunday for it, but I asked one of my friends and they now tell me it's coming back in January, so waiting for that impatiently. I binge watched The Simple Life. You remember that Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie show from back in the day? It was on Fox. I wouldn't support it now if it was on Fox. But it's on YouTube now. And that show still hits. Like, it's fucking funny. Like, those two white, rich twats, especially back in the day, they were real twats. I'm sure they've matured. At least Nicole Richie has. It's just fucking funny. They were hilarious then, and the show is still hilarious now. That shit still slaps. So it randomly popped up in my recommended things to watch, which speaks volumes about the foolishness that I tend to watch on YouTube at times. But it's a few seasons of the show uploaded, and I probably went through like a season and a half just watching episodes, laughing back to back. What else was I up to? Yeah, I think that was pretty much my weekend. Like after Thanksgiving, I didn't indulge in leftovers. I didn't, pig out for the entire weekend. Not that anything is wrong with that. It's just a decision I made a few years ago was like, just Thanksgiving is when you're going to pig out. Friday morning, get back to it, your regular routine, and just get back to the gym. So that was my holiday weekend. It was pretty chill. I love a chill holiday. I don't make a big hoopla about the holidays. Yeah, and oh, I got my first, you know, publisher's like royalty check for my book, so that was exciting. Thank you to everyone who supported me, whether you bought a copy of the book or whether you, you know, reposted it on your social media or just told a friend, word of mouth. Much appreciated. It was a nice little healthy check, and it was exciting. It was a nice feeling to get compensated for, you know, something you've done creatively. So thank you so much. You guys are the best. And to those who did not buy a book or repost the book or tell anyone about the book, don't worry. No hard feelings. You are still loved. Just not by me. But it's not too late. You can still order a copy of the book, I Hate the Public and Other Reasons Why I Quit My Hospitality Job, on Amazon.com. Yeah, guys. It's a Monday night. Just having a little bit of Pinot Grigio. And let's get into things, you know. This week's Just the Tip. You know, Just the Tip is where I give what I think is valuable life tips to help make this world run a little bit more smoothly, you know. I try to enlighten people if I can. I try to make people a little bit more aware of certain behaviors and just no-nos and things you shouldn't do. Sometimes it's serious. Sometimes it's just me venting. But it's winter. Well, it's not winter just yet, but we are fastly approaching winter. It's getting darker outside at an earlier time. And it feels like with each passing day, the temperature is just dropping. It's getting colder and colder, that sort of unbearable type cold. Today was cold as fuck for me, okay? It was brick fucking city. I need to order me some fresh Long Johns. I don't know what other people call them. West Indians call them Long Johns. But yeah, I need to like start really, really layering because it was brick fucking city out here today. With that said, the time has come for everyone to stop inviting me to places, all right? Do not invite me anywhere until March 19th of next year, which is the official first day of spring, okay? Because here's what I'm not going to do. Is be miserable in the dark while I'm cold and shivering just to meet your ass. That's what we're not going to do. It is now the time of year where once I step my black ass indoors in my house, I'm not coming the fuck back out. That's a wrap, all right? I'm washing my face. I'm tying my hair up. I'm putting on my pimple treatment. I am pouring me a skinny girl margarita. And I'm fucking chilling in the heat, okay? With my goddamn Snuggie on. I don't have a Snuggie. I've always wanted a Snuggie. I remember asking my mother when it was popular to get me one. But she looked at me like, boyfriend, move up my goddamn face. But to get back on the topic of why I'm no longer accepting invitations, it's too fucking cold, you know? It's just dark. It's cold. It's the time where I become reclusive, all right? So, you know, once I step in the house, that's it. It's a wrap, all right? And if it's for, like, some adult activity, if you invite me over for booty call, which I prefer hosting anyway, but if you invite me over and I accept your offer, first of all, make sure that motherfucking apartment is warm, okay? Okay? The heat is on and pumping. I want that project heat, okay? But if you invite me over, just so you know, that means I'm spending the motherfucking night, all right? That's what that invitation to me means. Because once I get butt the fuck ass naked, I'm not going back outside in the cold, all right? So I hope you got two pillows for me, and I don't know what you need to sleep with, but I need two. One for my head, one in between my legs, all right? I sleep like it's a pregnancy pillow. So now that we got that out the way, my friends with kids. I love them. I adore them. I think they're cute. But that is mainly during warm weather. So now that it's brick fucking cold, I don't need to see these kids that much. I don't need to see them that bad. So the play dates, okay, where it's really just me giving you some adult company while your kid running around and rolling around the floor and all that other shit, play with the iPad, those days are now gone. Again, until March 19th of next year, okay? Love them kids, but I'm good until, you know, the annual trip to the water park in the summer. So you know what? I'll see you guys in July for that one. Holla at your boy in the summertime for that. But I'm not coming to your house because it's too cold for your kids to be outside, so I'm not coming over, all right? So that's that. That is that. To my single friends, mainly my girlfriends, those cocktails where we just go to happy hours and just catch up over a cocktail, over a drink, a glass of wine, those days are gone now, okay? It's too cold. It's just too fucking cold. So here's what we're gonna do. And this is only if you could get through, because you know my phone stay on do not disturb. D&D mode 24/7 year round. All right? Been this way. So don't say I'm acting brand new now. Been this way. Here's what we're gonna do though. You're gonna fix yourself a cocktail in your house, in your humble abode. Or if you want a glass of wine, pour yourself a glass of wine. I'm gonna do the same. You know, I'm a wine drinker. I'm gonna do that. So we each gonna have a glass of wine. And I'll probably have to call you on FaceTime. Because again, your call might get ignored immediately because of the D&D. So we just gonna have these cocktails over FaceTime. That's what we're gonna do. I'm not leaving my apartment to meet you anymore. Again, until March 19th of next year. That's that. I think I've covered everyone. You know, I gotta see my mother, or she gonna give me that mother-son guilt trip shit she like to do. So I'll freeze my ass off to see her, but it's now limited. It's about once every 6 weeks, all right? I'm gonna have to, you know, spike up her phone call allowances, because I've limited the amount of times my mother could call me, because she will call me 39 times in a single day. So I might have to go back to, you know, a healthier number for her, since the in-person visits may be limited during these colder months, all right? I'm not going to fall victim to seasonal depression. What I'm just saying is the way my ass was shivering today, the way my cheeks was clapping because they was shivering, and I'm not clapping them on the dance floor, so it means I'm cold as hell. My teeth are grinning, my cheeks are rosy red. It was too damn cold. So I made a conscious decision today that I'm becoming reclusive. Again, that's until March 19th. So if you don't see me, my fitness friends, if I don't pop into your classes, don't take it personal. I still love you guys. I still like you all. Truly, honestly. I just want to be in my bed, on my couch, in the warmth of my home, doing work, reading, maybe I'm watching tennis, maybe I'm watching all the fucking rest of the seasons of The Simple Life. Whatever the fucking case may be, I'm going to work, I'm training my clients, I'm teaching my classes, and then I'm bringing my ass right back home, all right? This is a season where Postmates might get a lot of business from me, because do you mind running the Target real quick for me, Postmates? Actually, can you go and pick up my dry cleaning? Because you can hire these motherfuckers to do damn near anything. They'll run an errand for you, for sure, for sure. So yeah, they might be getting a lot of my coin during this winter season. It's around this time when I start to say, you know what, bitch? You were really stupid as hell to move back to New York City from sunny and warm California, okay? I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. But life is beautiful. Well, that's this week's Just a Tip. Let's get into some pop culture. I'll mind their business so that you can mind yours. I'm not a nosy person, but I do love pop culture. I do keep up with what's going on. Naomi fucking Campbell, you always have been, and you are finally getting the recognition that you deserve. The British Fashion Awards took place yesterday, and Queen motherfucking Naomi Campbell was the first person of color to receive the Icon Award. She's been an icon. She's an original supermodel. Everyone knows I go hard as fuck for Naomi. She's been my screensaver on every single phone I've had since I was 13 years old. She's just everything. She wore an Alexander McQueen dress, and she looked gorgeous as always. Effortlessly gorgeous. She's just slayage. Slayage, slayage, slayage. I love Naomi. You know when you have a good gym workout and you just have that little pep in your step and you're sashaying, that pre-workout's hitting? I always do a Naomi Campbell walk in the gym. Everyone looks at me like I'm extra as fuck, but I'm used to that by now. Interesting, you know, Naomi and Rihanna no longer get along. I don't know if they're beefing, but they're no longer in each other's lives. Like, they're not friends anymore because, you know, Rihanna's a savage, as she said. You can Google the story why they're no longer friends. All right, really quickly. Naomi used to date this billionaire, and then they separated, and Rihanna then started fucking with that very same billionaire. So I guess if you are, like, really good friends, you probably shouldn't date your really good friend's ex-boyfriend who happens to be a billionaire. Yeah, but Rihanna was at the Brit Awards as well, British Fashion Awards, and she received an honor as well. She got the, Urban Luxe Award for her Fenty brand. She wore a Fenty dress, and you cannot tell me she's not pregnant. She is most definitely pregnant. You can Google the pictures and look at her baby bump. She was rocking that baby bump and those dope-ass cornrows. She's just a bad bitch. You can't tell Rihanna nothing. Naomi couldn't tell Rihanna nothing, I guess, either. I always wonder, like, what would happen if they saw each other at these events? They'd probably just roll their fucking eyes at each other and keep strutting along. But I'm always Team Naomi. I don't care if she's right or wrong. I'm Team Naomi. Whatever. I do love Rihanna, though. You know, my family's from the island. She's a Bayesian goddess, and she is just fucking savage. Reads, how could you not love Rihanna? But it'll be interesting to see in the next few months what that speculated baby bump starts to develop into. I think Rihanna would be a dope ass mother. She would be such a badass mom. Who else is at the awards? Everyone, for the most part, looked really good. Tracee Ellis Ross hosted it. She also had some braids, some, like, eccentric-ass hairstyle. I don't know. You can look at that for yourself. But I just love Tracee Ellis Ross. I think she's nothing but positive energy and good vibes. And she's funny and she's, you know, entertaining to watch. Julia Roberts, who I fucking just adore, wore an Armani jumpsuit. Giorgio Armani was honored. And, you know, she endorsed that brand years ago. And yeah, who doesn't love Julia Roberts on their arms? So she accompanied him. Anna Wintour honored Karl Lagerfeld. Everyone looked really good. It was a nice night for them. I wasn't there, obviously. Not important enough yet. But it was fun to look at the pics and to read the stories. Over the weekend, Sunday, I used to watch Power. And then I used to watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. Sometimes the Kardashians, but, you know, I fell off of that. Real Housewives of Atlanta is starting to, you know, really give me what I need from them. First and foremost, Portia Williams, I fucking love you. You're just good for that show. You really are. I hope they're giving you a healthy bag, a healthy paycheck, because you deserve every single penny of that. But we'll get into you in a bit, Portia. Kenya Moore is back, and while I have always found Kenya to be very extra and very annoying, I do feel bad for her this season. You know, she has her gorgeous, gorgeous baby Brooklyn, who literally looks like a baby doll. It's probably one of the most beautiful babies I've ever seen. I think Brooklyn, the baby's like 7 months now, or probably a little older. But her soon-to-be ex-husband, so baby daddy, basically, he treats her like shit, and like he did it on camera in a recent episode, and it's just... For a man that good looking on the outside, nose piercing and all, and that's no shade to a nose piercing, you know, Pac wore a nose ring, so. It's such a shame that such a good looking guy could be so fucking ugly towards, you know, his wife and the mother of his child. Just like not treating her with respect, and, you know, she kind of alluded to the fact when she was speaking with Candy that they got into an argument and, you know, he called her out of her name and he's just not warm to her. He doesn't really want to spend time with her one-on-one. I don't know. I just feel like he's got, even at his age, you know, he's gray-haired at this point. And so I feel like even at his age now, he still has a lot of fucking maturing to do. And just, like, grow the fuck up. Grow up. To treat someone like that on camera is just... Yikes. So, Portia's kind of in the same shoes, you know, the hot dog king, Dennis, cheated on her while she was pregnant. She said that in her therapy sessions with Dr. Sherry. Dr. Sherry seems like she's the only therapist in Atlanta. You know, she was the Braxton's therapist. She done made some appearances on, like, Married to Medicine. She be on Housewives of Atlanta. You know, she good for her. She stayed collecting a reality check. But, Portia, is in the same shoes as Kenny, basically. She has a newborn baby, and her fiancé slash baby daddy ain't shit. Damn, girls really be going through it with these heterosexual men. Straight men ain't shit. And I'm not saying all of them ain't shit, but, like, probably, like, 88% of y'all ain't shit. How do I know? Because it's on TV. How else do I know? Because I have a lot of female friends and all they do is talk shit about y'all to me. How else do I know? You know what? I'm not even going to bring that up right now. Nope. Yeah, y'all just ain't shit. Stop dogging y'all ladies out on these reality shows. Y'all make it so difficult to like you, and then why would you do your dirt when you know you're on a reality show? I don't get it. It's like, are you dumb or are you stupid? It has to be one or the other. I mean, it does not make sense to me. Make it make sense. But, you know, I'm always rooting for Portia. I don't care what she's done in the past. I don't care who she done laid hands on, whether she dragged Kenny off the couch, whether she beat her performer assistant. You know, I don't care whether she tried to throw Cynthia off a damn boat. I root for Portia. I go hard for Portia. I love Portia. So, you know, sending you love and energy and hugs. Hopefully everything works out. I think they're, like, trying to work it out for the sake of PJ, the baby, Pilar. So, we'll see. Nene and Cynthia, I'm so tired of this beef. Y'all gonna be friends or y'all not gonna be friends? Which one is it? I can't. I think Cynthia needs to get off the show. She's boring to me at this point. She is just... She's gorgeous. She's nice, but... I'm sick of her, like, very super, super casual looks. I'm just, like... She's turning a little bit into, like, a hippie kind of Eva-like girl. Speaking of Eva, you're another one I want to get the hell off the show. You bore me so much. You know, I don't like Marlo. I think Marlo is entertaining, but I don't like her. But as annoying as she is, she was right when she said Joe Ass was a fraud. I believe it. You know, I'm putting all the clues together, all the pieces of the puzzle, and it's adding up to you trying to portray something that you're just not. And I'm not saying you're the only one on reality TV to do that. I'm just saying it's a little bit more obvious with you that you're on that struggle bus. Like, my ass ain't struggling, ma. studio apartment. But we're not talking about me right now. Eva is just, I don't know, whenever I feel restless and, you know, I'm just struggling to sleep, I'll put on a scene that Eva is in, because, child, she's a snooze fest, and I know it is gonna rock me right the fuck to bed. She just don't do anything for the show, to me, in my opinion. I love Tanya. Love, love, love Tanya. It's Tanya time. She's fun, she's gorgeous, she dresses well. Her and her sister, I think her sister lives in California, she's not on the show, just had a baby. They look exactly alike. They are two beautiful, stylish women. I love it's Tanya time. And her, you know, boyfriend slash life partner is really handsome. They're a very attractive couple, I think. But Yovana, you know, the bitch that called Tanya thirsty at Cynthia's Bailey Q. I want Cynthia to stop naming everything after her name. I get it, brand yourself, but we really are reaching with the Bailey Q. But anyway, Yovana, who is a fucking nobody on the show, tried to comfort Tanya, and I'm like, girl, if you don't sit your tired ass down, she is thirsty, and she is another one that needs to exit the show along with Eva and Cynthia, okay? Candy is Candy. I like her. I have no beef with Candy, except that I hate her laugh, and I, hate the faces she makes, those hard country facial expressions, but, other than that, you know, Candy's cool. She takes care of her daughter. She got her daughter 5,500, to be exact. Apartment in New York City. Her daughter was doing, like, an intern, with the entertainment lawyer here in the city, and she got her a nice two-bedroom apartment in the same building as Dorinda Medley, who's a New York City housewife. Love Dorinda as well. But yeah, a lot of people had a lot to say about that, a lot of the internet trolls. I find nothing wrong with it. You know, Candy is a millionaire 10 times over, a multi-millionaire. She brings in a healthy salary from housewives, nearly $3 million a year. Get your child a nice apartment in the city. Who cares if she's 16? You want her to be safe. You want her in a nice doorman building. No problems with it, Candy. I never liked Todd, Candy's husband. Never liked him. I always thought he was an opportunist and he's a know-it-all. But his daughter, Kayla, who I'm sure feels a certain type of way that, you know, her stepsister has this $5,500 apartment in the city. But Kayla, on the next episode, they teased it a little bit. She's going to rip Todd a new one. She's basically like, you only show emotion when you're mad at me, when you're yelling at me. You don't show any emotional support. I don't feel loved. You're not a loving parent. I'm sure seeing Candy be so loving, spoiling her daughter, giving her emotional support, I'm sure that's like really, really unsettling for Kayla. So looking forward to next week's episode to see Todd get his ass read by his own daughter. And Candy's tried to, you know, tell Todd to like love your daughter a little bit more. Okay. All right, moving on, kids. Speaking of reality TV, Remy Ma, now you probably don't know if you don't watch these kind of shows. Remy Ma is a rapper. Here, she's from New York City. She was on probation. She had did some time. She's on a show, Love & Hip Hop New York, right now. She allegedly bopped this girl, Brittany Taylor, right in the face, right in the eye. Punched that bitch right in the eye. The girl Brittany Taylor looks annoying, so I could probably see why you would want to punch someone like that in the face. I'm not violent. I'm just saying, I could see why you would want to punch someone in the face like that. But Brittany Taylor ended up pressing charges for the alleged punch. Now, I do feel like Remy Ma did it, because she has a past, you know, she has a history. She's known for, like, being a tough, thorough bitch. When I say bitch, by the way, it's not in an offensive way. It's like a term of endearment, you know. Us girls will call guys and girls bitches. I call everyone a bitch. But I do feel like Remy probably, you know, gave her a little one-two combo. It was probably two right jabs, or it could be a left-right. I don't know which one she hit her with, but I know the girl got hit, that's for sure. She had a black eye. She ended up pressing charges, and yeah, they arrested Remy Ma on two counts of aggravated assault, and because of it, you know, she was already on probation, but she had to cancel performances due to her 8 p.m. curfew that they implemented now that these new charges at the time were brought to her. So she had to cancel performances. So she missed out on plenty of bags, missed out on a lot of money. The 8 p.m. curfew, she had to wear an ankle bracelet, and then she had to pay for defense attorneys. She said she spent upwards of $100,000, or did she say hundreds of thousands of dollars? I don't know. Either way, it's six figures. But luckily, all the charges were dropped. Prosecutors dropped the charges because they were like, Brittany, you may have made this up. But also, in the day and age of social media, there wasn't a single witness. There wasn't a single person who recorded it. There wasn't a single person who was on Instagram Live like, yo, I'm in the same club as Remy Ma. And like, none of it. No one saw anything. There were no witnesses that came forth. There was no security cameras. No one saw shit. Brittany didn't see anything besides a fist coming to her eye. I don't know what the truth is. We may never know the truth. But good for you, Remy Ma. You know, you're now out of it. Just move on. You have a newborn. Be with your baby. Keep your ass in your apartment. Just film your scenes. And be happy, girl. Leave this violent shit alone. Leave that behind. You are a mother. You've been a mother. But you're a mother. A new mother. Be a lady. But I get it, girl. Sometimes you just gotta... People will try you. That is a quality in myself that I do admire. I'm very patient when it comes to responding aggressively to negative energy or negative actions. You know, you really have to, like, lay hands on me in order for me to whoop your motherfucking ass, all right? Don't let these dangly earrings and these double loops in my left ear fool you, all right? Don't let the manicures fool you. I will drag someone. But I'm not violent. I'm a lover. A lover of many, all right? But Remy, stay out of trouble, girl. What else did I do this weekend? Like I said, I watched a bunch of movies. I'm gonna go over some of the movies I watched. I watched the Joker movie with, what's his name? Oh man, he was in that movie, Her. Joaquin Phoenix. I loved it. It was great. It was a really good movie. Slow at times. There's quite a build-up, but once it gets going, because you already kind of know what to expect, at least with the tone of this movie, it was really good. I enjoyed it. I enjoy those kind of dark, gritty movies, the kind of blood and gore, those like hard to watch, scary movies. I love them, and I really enjoyed the performances in this. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you should definitely check it out. I watched The Irishman, which it was a good movie, but Jesus fucking Christ, it was long. It was long. That just goes to prove that everything that's long ain't good. It was a long movie. That was an experience I did not enjoy. Now, the movie was good, but getting through the movie, my ass cheeks started to ache, like my neck started to kink up. I then took about two naps because I just couldn't keep up, you know. I watched this Thursday night on Thanksgiving night. And so, like, I was in a food coma a little bit. It's a really good movie. It just won an award. I don't know which award. Like, some, you know, reputable film critic award. But, yeah, it's Robert De Niro. It's directed by Martin Scorsese. Really good movie. I literally fell asleep twice and woke up like 30 minutes later like, fuck, now we gotta rewind a goddamn movie to catch up. So what was like a 3 hour and 13 minutes movie, I think it was a little over 3 hours, ended up taking me like 4 hours and a few minutes to watch because I had to rewind the shit so much. Yeah, so that was my fault. My narcolepsy kicked in. But damn, 3 hours. A Scorsese movie be long as a fuck, though. So, you know, I should have known what I was getting myself into. But good movie. If you have 3 hours to spare, yeah, give it a go. Give it a shot. I won't watch it again. It's one of those things that I don't ever need to revisit. You know, I don't ever need to see you again. It's kind of like someone you fuck when you just need to get a nut off, you know. You're just really horny and it's borderline desperation. And you're like, oh, fuck it, whatever. One time, just know I'm going to block you after this. The minute you leave my house, I'm blocking you. So I hope you ain't forget a scarf. I hope you got your phone. I hope your chapstick didn't fall out of your pocket. Whatever the case may be, just gather all your shit. Because just like the Irishman movie, I ain't never gonna see you again. Alright. What else did I watch? I watched that Big Rom, the yoga documentary on Netflix. That was actually very interesting. I thought it was gonna be a fucking snooze fest because I had saw a lot of the advertisements on Netflix for the movie, for the documentary. But it's about the guy who, like, popularized hot yoga in America during, what was it, the 70s or 80s? It's called Bikram, Yogi Guru Predator. And it details, like, this guy from, I think, India, I want to say? About his journey to the States and, you know, basically making yoga an international phenomenon. And he like ended up being like the Harvey Weinstein, at least that's how critics were calling him, of yoga. He was like mistreating and very inappropriately speaking and touching women all throughout his career, but it made him like a stupid wealthy millionaire. He was like rubbing shoulders with presidents and rock stars, all types of celebrities, and then it eventually, I don't want to ruin it, so you guys watch the documentary, it's definitely worth checking out. What else did I watch? I watched this movie called Zodiac. It was on Netflix with Jake Gyllenhaal, who I've always just had a crush on. I think he's so cute. And there's a few other people in there. The guy who played Hulk, his name's Mark something, whatever, I can't remember. But there was a few noteworthy people in that movie. Really good movie. It's another one of those blood-in kind of gory-like films. It's an older movie. I want to say it came out like maybe like around 2012 or something like that. But it is now on Netflix. I never saw it before. Although I heard about the Zodiac. So it's about basically like the Zodiac killer. But if you guys have some downtime this week or weekend, that's worth checking out. Again, only if you're into, you know, seeing people be stabbed or murdered. Like, that's what the type of, that's the energy of that film. So I'm not saying I like seeing people get stabbed and murdered, but if it's in a movie, I can deal with it. But otherwise, no, I'm not a fucking lunatic. Oh yeah, so that was good. So this is probably old news by now, but it's interesting to follow it. So by this point, you all know that like Kylie Jenner sold a majority stake in her Kylie Cosmetics company to Coty, who's like a beauty brand juggernaut. They like own so many beauty companies. I've known of Coty for years because my ex used to do work with them years ago when he worked in... I never really knew the name of that job, whatever, but I'm not going to bring that up. So Coty bought into Kylie Cosmetics for $600 million for 5% stake in the company. So yeah, they literally handed Kylie a check for $600 million. I'm sure she's not going to keep it all. You know, you obviously got to pay taxes. And then the GOAT, the greatest momager of all time, Kris Jenner, gets her cut. And then I'm sure she just has to pay fees and certain people, lawyers and stuff like that. But either way, the girl got some that was probably the healthiest bag of the year, all right? That anyone will get, anyone. But now financial experts and analysts are saying Cody's stocks have dropped drastically. And they were saying that they definitely overpaid. It's a lot more hype. It's a lot more smoke and mirrors, they're saying, about this Kylie Cosmetics brand. And they're saying that it's not sustainable, the sales. They're basically attributing it to Kylie's social media and the entire family's social media. You know, like, they'll repost things and they'll do, like, Kris Jenner always pushing it on her social media page. And Kylie, obviously, is one of the most followed people in the world. So a lot of analysts are saying that Cody, you know, they got excited and they went for it. They went for the low-hanging fruit, and I don't know, we'll just see. Either way, Kylie, good for you, girl. Good for you. Get that bag. Not that they need any more money, but as a business person, you would want someone to buy into your company. You know, if you're looking for an acquisition, if you're looking to sell, if that's your intention, then yeah. You'd be probably happy with a mega brand coming to you saying, "Hey, we're going to give you this check, the 600 of them things, and I hope you're happy with it." Pretty sure sis is happy with her check. But she still owns, you know, almost half of the company. 49% ain't nothing to, you know, frown about. And she still has creative control. She's still going to be the face of the brand. I think she and her mother... I think Kris Jenner is smart. You know. So we all know good and damn well that is Kris Jenner's company. She runs the shit. But Kylie's just like a baby boss. And, you know, I'm sure she does a lot for the company. But, yeah, congrats to Kylie. Congrats to KJ. Love me some Kris Jenner. What else? I watched a little bit of Will and Grace. And then I was so sad to learn that Rosario had died. The woman who played Rosie. I love, love, love Will and Grace. I always have loved Will and Grace. I didn't watch the reboot. Just over the weekend, I watched about 3 or 4 episodes. But it's harder for me to watch TV now that I'm like an adult that has rent and bills to pay and like a job. You know, when I was younger and just going to school and shit, it was so much easier. But... And I don't even have regular TV. I got Fire Stick and Dick. I got Netflix and Chill. I got, like, those subscription services, you know? But, Shelley Morrison passed away. She played Karen Walker's maid. It was one of the really good storylines in that show. And her and Jack, when they got married, she was such an important role in that show. And it honestly would not have been the same without her. And just even... thinking about it now, like, I'm coming up with scenes in my head of just like laugh out loud, belly aching, because that show really does make you laugh out loud. Yeah, if you appreciate good scripted comedy television, Will and Grace is definitely in my top 10, hands down. But rest in peace to Shelley Morrison, you will be missed, and luckily. Your comedic legacy will live on because I know the girl's gonna keep watching. Like, I still watch this shit, so. I'm probably gonna watch it tonight. You know, I go to sleep with the TV on. It's juvenile and a little immature, but I don't know, I just feel good with the TV rocking me to bed. Probably a waste of electricity, but, you know, whatever floats your boat. I usually have Forensic Files on. Lately, I've been doing The Parkers. You remember The Parkers with Countess Vaughn and Monique? I've been falling asleep to that. That's been another thing I've been binge watching lately. They uploaded that on YouTube. YouTube really is just game changer. Like, I don't even really watch most normal television. I kind of just catch everything on YouTube. And then you get, I like the specificity that it enables you. You know, whatever you're in the mood for, you can literally type in and watch. I've been getting into people's personal vlogs and mainly like fitness ones and a few, I'm not even going to say that because I don't think I'm ready to admit that yet. Yeah, but YouTube, shouts the fuck out to you. But, Will and Grace, yeah, I'm probably going to go to sleep to you tonight. Love me some Will and Grace. All right, guys. You know, I think I'm good with that. Oh, no. So this is going to be a new segment that I'm going to do every episode. Because, as you know, I'm very opinionated about a lot of things. And, all right, it's just going to be called Sis, and that's C-I-S. Sis, you got to do better. So I have two this week, all right? Sis, you got to do better. And it's not just specific to one person. It could be a group of people. Sis, it could be a whole motherfucking race. It could be whatever. It could be one person or a group of people. Gabby Union, she uploaded a picture of her family. That pretty baby, 12-year-old stepson Zion, and her hubby, Dwayne Wade. They uploaded a pic on Thanksgiving, and in the picture, Zion, he's gay. He was wearing a crop top shirt, and he had his nails painted. And Dwayne Wade and Gabby Union and their entire family fully support him. They allow him to be who he is, which is a beautiful fucking thing. I wish I had that growing up. Definitely not popular in the Jamaican culture and the West Indian culture at all. So when Gabby uploaded the picture, internet trolls was going in on 12-year-old Zion, calling him all types of names. They were, you know, critiquing Dwayne Wade's and Gabby Union's parenting skills for allowing their son to dress like that. And to wear, you know, nail polish on his nails and just all sorts of stupid shit. People are so ignorant. It makes me cringe. The fact that adults can talk about a 12-year-old person like that. Because it's not a 12-year-old child. It's a person with feelings, with a beating heart, with blood flowing through their veins, with emotions. It's just ridiculous. The fact that people want to keep having kids in today's world, where people are cruel and so quick to judge and not warm and not loving and not understanding, is just crazy. If it's not your thing, how about you just shut the fuck up and don't open your mouth? How about you just mind your business? Because there's a lot of things in this world that just ain't for me. And you know what I choose to do? Turn my head and start moving my feet in the opposite motherfucking direction. If it ain't my speed, I'm not going towards it. If it ain't my speed, I'm going to slow down some. I'm going to let you go with that. And I'm going to work at my own pace, all right? I'm not going to be ignorant about it. I'm not going to tell you how you should live your life. I don't know. So, Zaire, who is Zion's older brother, Dwayne Wade, they both obviously, you know, came to their family's defense. Like, Dwayne Wade is probably father of the year for this because he has always allowed his son to be who he is. He showered him with love and support. And yeah, maybe people think it's a phase. Maybe they think that Dwayne Wade shouldn't, you know, condone that sort of behavior. At 12 years old, I knew exactly who the fuck I was. I knew I was gay as hell. Bitch, in second grade. Bitch, in kindergarten, I always knew something was a little different. And definitely by second grade, I knew I was gay. So 12-year-old Zion wants to wear crop tops and nail polish. It's not a phase. The little human, the little person that he is, knows himself probably better than you guys do. So all you guys with negative fucking things to say, how about you just eat a dick? You never know. You might like it. It ain't that bad. So, sending love to 12-year-old Zion. It's good, though, that he has, you know, his fabulous mansion to shield him from your hateful thoughts. And very kind, loving, supportive, rich, and famous parents to come to his defense. So we're going to stay on this topic of homophobia for my second cis. You got to do better. Or should it be cis, we got to do better? I mean, I would say we. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about we in general. But you know what? Whatever. We'll figure it out. Maybe next episode I'll determine what I want to call it. But Wednesday night, I went out Wednesday before Thanksgiving. My friend Kelly, who I went to high school with, invited me to a Friendsgiving. It was another kid we went to high school with, this guy named Matthew. He had a Friendsgiving. We weren't friends in high school. It was like Kelly, that was her friend. But he's a sweet kid. Anyway, so I crashed his Friendsgiving. And then Kelly and I went out after. We went to the Lower East Side. We went to a place. I don't even know if I want to say the name because they're just such garbage. You know what? We went to Pianos. I don't know if you guys have ever been there. I've been to Pianos many times over the years, okay? But it was always more on a casual kind of just grabbing a drink vibe. So Wednesday night, Kelly and I went upstairs where like a lot more of the dancing happens. And Kelly and I started dancing once, you know, they started playing good music. And they started playing like, you know, twerk music. So, well, first of all, I'm a good dancer and I'm not even like tooting my own horn. I'm just a good dancer. You know, I'm an island girl. So like, island people know how to move. We know how to dance. So Kelly and I started dancing. We started twerking. And like, I'm a gay male. So yeah, I have no problem dancing and gyrating and moving my hips and twerking in a club. I don't care who's around. So literally maybe 30 seconds into dancing like that, I get grabbed by a bouncer. He grabs my shoulder and he starts to kind of hustle me, like to like move from the dance floor. And he then yells, "You have to leave." And I'm so confused because I'm like, I damn sure just didn't do anything. So I don't know why you're, first of all, I don't know why you're touching me. Second of all, why are you trying to throw me out of Pianos? So Kelly started going off. And he's basically like, yeah, you just gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta go. We don't do that. We don't allow that. So yeah, basically he called over his other 300-pound bouncer. And it wasn't even like a sexy 300 pounds. Both of them were morbidly obese. At this point, I was becoming concerned for them because I was like, are they about to have a heart attack? Because they're breathing real heavy. The little bit of physical work they just did to get near me to throw me out because I was twerking. Yeah, so they literally like was grabbing me by my shoulder, like hustling me off the dance floor to go downstairs. And like literally in the dead cold, they're like, you gotta leave. You gotta leave now. Trying to throw me out. I'm like, get the fuck off of me. I have my coat and coat check. I'm gonna get my shit. I'll leave this trashy ass place, you fucking homophobic people. So I'm like taking my time to get my coat. Kelly and I are, you know, we're upset at this point. Shout out to Kelly. She's a good friend. We're upset at this point. We're like, you know, we're cursing them out. They're We're calling them homophobic. We're trying to get an explanation as to why they're throwing me out of this fucking bar. And I'm like, is it because I was twerking? Is it because I was dancing provocatively like a woman? Is that why you guys are disturbed? Is that why you're bothered? And they literally would not give me an answer. They just kept saying, you have to leave now. You have to get out right now. And they would not allow me to go back upstairs. They kept rushing me to get my coat and literally stood by the door until I left and stood by the door to make sure I wouldn't come back in. So I'm not going to make a huge deal about it. Because, one, I don't even like panels like that. I'm just going to choose to protect my energy and keep living my authentic life, just like Zion should, 12-year-old Zion. They're just not going to get my support, and I'm sure they don't give a damn. But I don't want to be anywhere where people are that uncomfortable with other people living their truths. So fuck pianos in the Lower East Side. Just know they're homophobic. And that's that. Just love. Just love people. Be nice to people. You know, luckily, I'm not one of those people that get all butt hurt by stuff like this. Because I know who I am. I love who I am. And it's not my first time dealing with, you know, homophobic people are being discriminated against because of whatever reason. There's several reasons for me. But just love people. Just let people be who they are. They're not harming anyone. They're not offending anyone by living their authentic lives. And that's that, people. That is that. I'm going to finish my glass of Pinot Grigio. And, yeah, we're done, kids. It's a wrap. Talk to you kids next week. Ciao.